Well, welcome to the online message for Bethel United Methodist Church. What a joy it is to come and bring you the message online. And our scriptures this week is from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon, and they were eager to know whether John the Baptist might be the Messiah. John answered their questions by saying, "I baptize with water, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not even worthy to be his slave. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is ready to separate the chaff from the grain with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the thrashing area, storing the grain in his barn, burn the chaff with never-ending fire." Now John used many such warnings as he announced the good news to the people. John also publicly criticized Herod Antipas and his wife for him marrying his brother's wife. Can you imagine? And for other wrong things that he had done. So Herod put John in prison, adding this sin to the many others. Then one day, when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. As he was praying, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "You are my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with you." May God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Well, you know, do you ever hear that little song that we did at Vacation Bible School sometimes? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. And, you know, all that right on down the line. Well, I titled my message this week, "The Glow." Now, I can tell, and you can tell, when somebody's happy. They're glowing, right? How many of you had heard someone say that either to you or maybe someone you know? I bet most of you have. I can tell you're happy because you're glowing. You know, we love to see happy glow on people's face. In fact, it makes us smile, too, to see someone looking that extraordinary happiness. Happiness is not only thrilling, it's contagious. One person glowing makes everyone around them feel good and hopeful about their dreams and their lives. After all, who doesn't love to feel happy, amen? Or to see somebody else that's happy. When someone glows, we know he or she is truly full of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, amen? Well, that person literally illuminates the room from inside out. And now, and it's an important phrase when it comes to happiness, true happiness also emerges from the inside out. Hence, we get the glow. Now, perhaps that's the kind of glow that surrounded Jesus at the moment of his baptism. When Jesus was being baptized, as he was praying, the scriptures tell us that the heavens opened up and the Holy Spirit came down upon him in bodily form like a dove. A dove. Like a white, fluttering, wavering body. Did God embody Jesus in this experience? Was he suddenly transfigured into wearing the breath or the light of God? Did the glow from inside out as God portrayed the incarnation from Father to Son through the vehicle of the Holy Spirit? Wow. You know, we can only wonder what that must have looked like. But surely in all the white light he glowed. And a voice came from heaven and said, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love, and in you I find happiness." That comes from the Common English Bible translation. I like that, where the Father said, "I find happiness in you." Well, in this incarnational moment of Jesus' baptism, in which he began his earthly mission, God glowed with pleasure, happiness, joy, godness in the vehicle of the Son, the Messiah, and the earthly Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but I found it interesting that in the Common English interpretation of the scripture used the word happiness instead of the usual we read the scriptures, I am well pleased. What could this mean? Well, I think the entire interchange of the scripture is a little bit unusual. Jesus is being baptized by John, and this is happening, and some supernatural occurrence begins. From the scripture reading, we can readily tell whether John and others are witnessing the Holy Spirit descending bodily upon Jesus, you know, like a dove. What does that mean, anyway, like a dove? And then there's God's voice from heaven, speaking directly to Jesus, declaring love and the feeling of happiness or delight in this encounter. It's as though God embodies Jesus with a big holy hug and then glows with happiness like a proud papa. Well, did John witness this? Or are we reading a narration of Jesus' experience? Is this the kind of mystical spiritual experience that Jesus himself undergoes, that is not only seen by others but is known by Jesus exclusively? Well, as the reader of the scriptures, we can't tell. You know, I talk sometimes about different things in when I'm relating in like the Lord's Prayer that Jesus was with the disciples. I wasn't there. But I, by reading the scriptures, I can kind of tell. And I think you can too if you read the scriptures that way. So what do we know is that these curious events got to be important. Otherwise, Dr. Luke would not have taken the time here to relay them in this exact way. What's it mean for God to be bodily enveloped or enveloped into Jesus? What does it mean for God to find happiness or pleasure in Jesus? Yeah, technically, God's own self. Now, I mess up pronouncing Greek words and Hebrew words, but the Greek word is eidoukeo, which gives us a very clue of what was taking place. Now, if I butchered up the pronunciation, that's okay, because the Greek word had multiple meanings, as Greek words usually do. Now, here it can mean to consent to, approve of, find favor with, be pleased with, be happy with, take delight in, take pleasure in. Well, you know, God is the Creator, and He takes pleasure in revealing Himself through Christ. After all, God has incarnated God's self into human form, and God is calling it good. God does not say that I take pleasure in doing this, or I take pleasure in your baptism. God's saying, I take pleasure in you through the Son, Jesus. God literally glows with happiness, esteem, and pleasure, and confirmation of the incarnation. Now, the Greek literally reads this way, you are the Son of me, the Beloved. In you I am fully pleased. So it's no wonder that Jesus is glowing with the encounter. I think we would be too, just as he would be again at his transfiguration and his resurrection and then later his ascension. He is the light of God. And in that moment, we know it. We see it. We acknowledge it and we affirm it. God's happiness is God's presence itself. Now, we think of ourselves as happy or unhappy at times, but we seldom think of God as happy, do we? And yet, from the first signs of creation, God felt pleased because he said of the creation, and it was good. Now, the Hebrew word is hene tavo, in harmony with God. That Hebrew word tavo means good or beautiful or behaving as it should. Happy in harmony with God, and when someone wishes someone mazal tovo, it's a wish for happiness and congratulations all in the same breath. Tovo is a state of being. It's the creation story. God looked at what he created and he declared it good, tovo. Well, likewise, when God declares his son Jesus to be beloved, God's embodiment, God's incarnate, acts itself and excludes what we identify as pleasure because God glows. God's incarnation is good. God in the form of His Son, Jesus Christ, is good. God's plan for His beloved creation is good. God's journey has begun through His Son, Jesus Christ, and this is very, very good. God in Jesus has inaugurated a plan that will lead humanity and all of creation back to the state of Tovo, which is good, in which all creation again is beautiful and in harmony with God. Oh, I so look forward to that day, and it will happen through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Creation is good because God's in a relationship with it. Jesus is beloved, and God is full of pleasure in this act of incarnation because God is inherited within Him, in Jesus. God's plan for creation will be fulfilled. God's happiness endues through Jesus from the inside out. And when we're in close relationship with Jesus, we too glow with the pleasure of God. Sometimes in our lives, we can get confused by what we simply like or find fun in doing or what causes true happiness. There's an author by the name of Rimas Sessions, and he delineates difference between what we enjoy and what grants us true happiness. Can we enjoy eating cake? Can we enjoy a beautiful piece of music? We can enjoy buying new clothes. We can enjoy good food, a great book, or just looking at a beautiful face. But you see, none of these provide us with true and lasting happiness. None of these make us glow. We glow when our hearts are engaged with God and another. We bask in God's love and we find joy in the love that we give and share with others. When we love someone and a person supports us, lifts us up, and bathes us in love, we glow in the light of a heartfelt hug. It's the same when we get close to God. You can see visually someone who has been bathed in the light of God's love. That person shines with light, love, and joy that can only come from the inside out. And that kind of joy is absolutely contagious. We all need that kind of happiness in our lives, amen? The kind of happiness that can course us through from the inside out. The kind that makes us glow with after effect, like in the kind of the light that only God can give and bring glory. Sometimes in some of the church meetings and so forth, when the Holy Spirit's alive and well, the preacher will say, why don't you stay around a little bit for the afterglow of the Holy Spirit? Wow. I've been in some of the meetings, and I think some of you have too. You think you've seen someone glow from a romantic encounter or an engagement with their beloved? That's only a fraction of the glow in someone's face who had a true encounter with God. Never underestimate the power of God in your life or in the life of others. Oh yeah, we want to experience God face to face, and we can. So look for that glow on the face of someone you meet, and you can be sure that it comes from a very special kind of joy. You can have that joy and that glow too. It's available for all of us. For whoever one of us follows Jesus, you know, we are Jesus followers after all. There's the true path that Jesus wants us to take. Whenever one of us opens our heart to God in a new and a beautiful way, God smiles and you glow. Wow. Father, we thank and praise you for this message. And we thank you for us understanding the glow that we have in our heart when we accept you in our lives. I hope and pray that you have experienced this glow in your life. You can have it. If you haven't experienced, just say, Lord, through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, I want that glow too. Come into my life and give me that joy, that peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, Amen. Hope and pray you're having a good, wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.